Latinos face some serious health challenges, like high rates of COVID and diabetes. But pandemic-related disruptions have made it even harder for them to get medical care. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
Primero vamos a hablar de qué es la diabetes.
Sonia Figueroa is leading a class on nutrition for people with diabetes. She's in her second year at the University of Nevada, Reno's medical school.
Puede ser cosas como zanahorias, jitomates, cauliflower, broccoli, chayote.
Here, she's explaining which vegetables have the least starch in them, like carrots, onions, beets, and chayote, a bright green gourd originally from Mexico. They're good for maintaining blood sugar levels. This class is offered through the volunteer-run Student Outreach Clinic. It's a full-service health center where anyone without insurance can get free medical care. And in Reno, where about a quarter of the population is Latino, it serves a lot of Spanish-speaking patients. Esaul Quesada Aguilar has been coming to the clinic for 3 years.
Me proveen el medicamento para mi diabetes, también ellos ahí.
Quesada Aguilar says he's been able to get checkups and monitor his diabetes. The clinic even provides the medication he needs. But on the day of the nutrition class, he's the only person who showed up. Olivia Penfill is executive director of the clinic. She says before the coronavirus arrived, it would get so busy they had to turn people away.
A good Saturday clinic for us right now is about 16 patients, so almost half of what we were seeing previously.
For a while in 2020, the clinic closed its doors. Gradually, it began offering virtual consultations and limited in-person appointments. Now that vaccines are widely available, it's open for walk-ins again. But patients have been slow to return to the student outreach clinic.
Everybody got out of that routine of how do I come to the SOC, and I think we're still feeling the effects of that now.
That's Dr. Aaron Derringer. He's a family medicine physician at UNR and an instructor at the med school. He helps oversee the care his students provide. Derringer's concerned the low turnout means more people are going without the care they need.
We know those patients are still out there. It's not that everybody got miraculously better.
About a fifth of Latinos don't have health insurance at all, according to research by the Kaiser Family Foundation. Jane Delgado with the National Alliance for Hispanic Health says that makes it harder for them to manage chronic conditions.
Diabetes is a major problem for Hispanics, but it's a disease that can be managed, controlled, and if you intervene early, you can prevent onset.
Latinos are also more likely to get exposed to COVID because they often work in the service industry. Left untreated, diabetes can damage vision, circulation, and the kidneys, and it puts people at greater risk of dying if they get COVID. Samantha Palacios is the clinic's community outreach officer. She says even though services at the clinic are free, many patients still expect a bill. That can lead them to put off visiting the doctor for as long as they can bear.
It's the first time they saw someone in 20 years, and now they're coming in because it's something that they can no longer ignore.
On a recent Saturday, med students were busy setting up a temporary clinic at a small church in Lovelock, Nevada, a rural town 90 miles northeast of Reno.
If you want to just like put out the blood pressure cuffs and the gloves and the wipes and all of this stuff to create like a vital station at one of these tables.
Tari Chadwick oversees younger students as they cart in big plastic boxes full of medical gear. She's one of the managers at the rural clinic. Chadwick says they have to be even more proactive when it comes to serving patients in rural areas.
We see a lot of patients who are uncontrolled with their diabetes, who are never going to see a doctor because they don't have access or they don't have time. So when we come out, we're really trying to reach those diabetic patients.
But that day in Lovelock, the clinic didn't see any patients at all. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.